All right.
Mike, please put 10 minutes on the clock.
10 minutes, keeping up on us.
We are working our core today.
Yes, we are.
Without a background. So we're sitting here in
we've got the green screen, which is
in our beautiful new studio. But we could be creative enough to come up with a good background. So we figured if you want to go to Mix on us, win a free pass, give us a background.
Ooh. So wait, we need a gratuitous moment. You guys ready?
Ready?
Here we go.
1, 2, 3.
Wow. All right, okay, that gives them something to work with. So we did the bike riding thing last time. We couldn't come up with anything today, so we said, let's let these guys come up with something.
And go to Mix on Us.
So do something fun, post it somewhere, tweet it to us.
Yes.
Yep, so we can see it.
Hashtag Mix10.
That's pretty fun.
Mix11.
Mix11, where are you?
Oh my God, a year ago.
Hello. That's what you get when you bounce around.
So Mike, you're not in the office this week. You're actually over here sitting in building 20.
Correct.
Why? Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
So we do dry runs. A lot of people don't know this, but every session that we do at Mix, at least the ones that are internal where the speakers are nearby, we actually do a dry run. So this week is full dry runs in building 20. It's a packed schedule, although not as much on the front side of the week as speakers like the back side of the week. But basically they show up and they give their presentation as if they're giving it at Mix. So it's a chance for a bunch of SMEs and content experts to review the session, provide lots of critical feedback, good feedback we hope. It always seems to improve the quality of the sessions, and speakers tend to love it. And I hope, of course, the attendees love it because of all the effort that we put into it.
Wow, that's really surprising that we put almost every single speaker through a dry run.
We do.
I don't think people would expect that.
Probably not. I mean, it's interesting because all the content owners on the content team, me included, we get to see lots of Mix sessions way before Mix. And it's amazing the amount of content. When you have to sit through more than what you might sit through as an attendee, there's a lot of content we put together at one of these events.
Yeah, no kidding.
So speaking of content, we have, I guess, 52 up as of today, which isn't as many as we'd like, but we're pushing them out
dozens
as quickly
and dozens
as we can.
And dozens more coming very soon.
A lot more to come. Yeah, at the end of the day, well, of course, there'll be some that we never announce until after the keynotes because we always have some surprises
embargoed
in the keynote. But we'll have around 130 or so sessions all told. So we're really only, if you think about it, we have a lot more to go. Yeah,
that's exciting stuff. So speaking of content and the website and all of that, Mark DeFalco, our guest today.
Welcome, Mark.
Hi.
Welcome. So Mark is all things D on our team.
Pretty much.
Everything digital around the website. Well, you explain your job.
Sure. So thanks for having me. everything digital around events. So the internal tooling, anything that goes to the pipeline from the back end to the front end website. If you noticed any puppies or kittens in the website, that was my doing.
What's his idea?
The website, I basically stare at Twitter for a good part of the day, so please, feedback is encouraged and welcome. We have actually made several changes this year due to direct feedback from the attendees and the community, and it's great to finally be part of the whole
matter of fact, you said you kind of thrive on that feedback, right? I mean, in the core, couple core team meetings, you've brought up the fact that you kind of monitor Twitter. So if there's anything about the public website, for example, or feedback, I know there's been questions about OData. We were talking about that this morning.
Yep.
You monitor all that and react and respond to all that.
Yeah, it's actually one of my favorite parts about being on this kind of team at Microsoft. So I previously worked in engineering teams. I worked in MSN and other large-scale websites. And now with this, I get to get, as soon as something goes up, I'm getting feedback from the community, from you guys in email, on my blog, on the Mix blog, on Twitter. And it's great because you actually get to see if what you're doing is the right thing for your direct customer. So
like an immediate feedback loop.
Yeah. So let's talk about Orchard a little bit.
Orchard?
Orchard, yeah.
Yeah, so the Mix website is running on the full stack, right? It's Orchard, which is an open source CMS written by some folks in the ASP.NET team. It is MVC3 running Razor Syntax. We run the site on Azure with a SQL Azure database. It's pretty much, like I said, the full stack. It's been interesting to work with. They hit their V1 deadline. We grabbed those bits and put up the site pretty much immediately within a week or two on it. So I've had a lot of great feedback back with that team. Speaking of feedback again, I asked them, I was like, how do you want me to put your bugs in? It's open source. It's on CodePlex. They told me to go to their issues database on there as well. So check it out, orchardproject.net.
Cool. So not only were we using it, we're talking to the team, giving them feedback. I know you've spent some time over there with them.
Yep.
Presumably getting some best practices and things like that going. So that's
I mean, it's something that is easy to jump into and play around with just in the UI to set up kind of lists of content or pages or some themes. And then once you start digging deep into it, you can either integrate pretty richly with their whole their data pipeline, their handlers, their filters, things like that. Mm-hmm. Or you can just actually drop straight into MVC. So some things like OpenCall, Open call voting was another kind of one-off thing we had to put together.
And that was something you put together, right? That wasn't actually part of Orchard.
Nope.
You had to extend it.
They do have a voting module you can use, mm-hmm. but it was part of that like first week where I was still getting familiar with it.
Yep.
So I just dropped down. It's a straight MVC site. You can load that as a module into the site and everything.
Straight MVC, Jennifer.
Wow, I know that means.
You could go and code some of that, couldn't you?
Right now,
yeah, right,
in my
right
sleep.
But you've done more with it with the session browser, right?
Session browser.
Attendees love the session browser, and you've kind of rewritten it from scratch based on all the feedback we've had.
Yeah, there's a lot of good work done in the past that I was able to build off of. A lot of wireframes and information architecture, and a lot of great work that the Channel 9 team had done before. And I leveraged that and rebuilt it on Orchard. And it seems to have gotten pretty good feedback so far.
So same idea. You've just kind of extended Orchard with some functionality. Pretty
right.
easy to do, sounds like. Pretty maintainable.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so far.
So, Mark, you've been on our team for about 6 months.
Yes,
six months.
This will be Mark's very first mix ever.
Yes.
So, working on one of the more focused web conferences at the company, what kind of pressure do you feel about having the great website experience?
It's I've had similar pressure before. Like I said, I've worked on a bunch of Microsoft properties. But, yeah, this is the one where, again, that direct feedback is a double-edged sword. It's been a lot of pressure. It's hopefully we've done a good job expressing how we feel like the right way to do it is. We're not going crazy over the top with canvases and SVG all over the place if it's not necessary. Those are some great things for interactive features. But the use of semantic tags, microformats, things like that within the website. If you notice in the session browser, view the source, every session is an H card. Contacts are V cards, H cals. Sorry.
Cool.
So it's it's a lot of researching what's really the right thing to do, and luckily around the corner are some of the same speakers you'll be hearing from. So I kind of tap their brain for what's the best to
Why
do
I imagine now all of our viewers are going to live.visimix.com, they're going to the session browser, right-click, view source.
I don't know why I said that.
Run the W3C validators against it. Yeah, you've asked for trouble.
Do you want to give out your email address?
Actually, it's probably best if you just tweet at Mark DeFalco.
Oh, there you go.
I don't do a lot of tweeting, just kind of status updates, but I do respond to people all the time, and that's probably the best way to get to me.
Totally cool. So what about the attendee directory?
Yes.
I mean, what kind of integration is that? Where does that come from? Is that part of Orchard?
New this year.
No,
yeah, that's new.
That's not. We're working with a partner on that. But that's, again, it's built on Silverlight, on SharePoint, and we just do transactional data transactions from registration up there. If you opt in, you get that nice grid of everyone's faces, and then dig in, get some data, get some filters and things like that, so you can see who's coming from your home state, your home country, who's interested in different technologies that you are, and hopefully we want some feedback on it, but hopefully it'll help the experience of putting names to faces and meeting the people you want, networking.
That's right.
So if you didn't upload your photo, you can go back, log in, and upload your photo and make that kind of face wall more complete.
One of the number one reasons why people go to the conference is networking. We have that data from customers.
We hear all the time.
We're trying to enable that.
Yeah, so in the past, we've just had a list that we've made available.
Yeah.
And that was
kind
a good okay
elementary.
Start. So we tried to elevate it a little bit. Mark's helped us do that this year. But any feedback, we'd love to hear what people need. Because we've also heard the feedback, you know, don't reinvent Facebook, don't reinvent Twitter. So we try not to do that so you can leverage those tools at the conference. But I think the attendee directory looks really good this year.
That's right. And Mark's also going to be working on the live experience during the event.
That's right.
So keynotes will be broadcast live. All sessions will be up on demand within 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Mark's got his fingers in that pot, too.
Yes.
Yeah, we have some experts, again, with Channel 9 who do a great job with that, and Channel 9 Live during the event. And I've been, again, leveraging a lot of their expertise. It's amazing the amount of detail that goes into a live transmission, something I definitely took for granted before really getting deep into it. But a lot of integration points, a lot of redundancy, a lot of backup, a lot of, you know, plan Bs. Because you're doing it live, there's really no chance to go and do it again.
It's like a TV station almost for the period of time
that
we're doing it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Lots of parts in place to make it work, especially globally. Right?
Yes.
All the CDNs and everything that we have to do.
Global distribution.
Yeah.
I mean, just the amount of data, amount of bandwidth needed from the hotel going up. It's a whole infrastructure that
working
rolls in
with the
rolls
Azure
out.
Team.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So all the stuff you do isn't just the public website. I mean, there's some other things. I know you haven't had as much time to dig in deep yet, but, I mean, there's this gadget that we run to monitor the conference. There's the back-end content tool that we have various flavors of.
Right.
So it's the all things D, kind of what you said.
Absolutely.
Every digital everything related to the event. So there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that happens you know, for example, when we publish sessions, I mean, pushing it through various tools to get it up there.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like we said, we have some more things going in the works in the back end, and there's a lot of work that goes to just help the entire flow of data get to the public site.
So and there we go.